This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today held a meeting on GST reforms for agricultural machinery in New Delhi. The meeting focused on the recent decision to reduce GST rates on agricultural machinery and equipment from 12 or 18% to 5%, ensuring that the benefits are widely passed on to farmers and formulating strategies for smooth implementation of these reforms. Addressing the media, the minister stressed that the benefit must not be absorbed midway and should directly accrue to farmers in real time starting September the 22nd. He said that this benefit is not small but substantial and will make a difference to farmers' incomes. Union Minister for Electronics and Information and Technology Ashwini Vaishnava said digital personal data protection DPDP rules are finalized and set for publication in coming days. The minister said this while launching the logo and key activities for the India AI Impact Summit 2026. He informed that more than 3,000 consultations were held over a very long period to come up with this entire framework.
More than 3,000 consultations were held over a very long period to come up with this entire framework. So that framework we will be launching in the coming days, hopefully before 28 September. Our thinking is very much a good balance of innovation and regulation, a good balance of taking science and technology forward and making it safe and trusted, a good balance of making sure that common citizens get access to technology and developing the deep R&D capabilities that we need.
Mr. Vaishnav stated that India has 38,000 GPUs right now and more GPUs will be available in the near future. The minister informed that the expansion of more than 500 data and AI labs will pave the way for inclusive growth, democratized technology and global leadership in AI and electronics. Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has issued a revised advisory in view of the revised GST rates, which will be effective from Monday. As per the advisory, manufacturers, packers and importers may voluntarily affix additional revised price stickers on unsold packages manufactured before 22nd of September, provided that the original MRP printed on the package is not obscured. Although the monsoon in Himachal Pradesh is in its final phase, rainfall is still continuing. In the past 24 hours, widespread rain has been recorded in most parts of the state, including the capital Shimla, with Sri Naina Devi in Bilaspur district receiving the highest rainfall at 140 millimetres. The Meteorological Centre Shimla has predicted light to moderate rainfall in most parts of the state today and tomorrow. Heavy rain lashed several parts of Hyderabad on the second consecutive day yesterday, leaving several residential colonies under severe waterlogging. Bahadurpura recorded the highest rainfall of 91 millimetres till this morning, while areas including Domalgura, Mushirabad, Ashok Nagar, Bagh Lingamapalli and Himayat Nagar faced severe waterlogging. A strong earthquake struck Russia's far eastern Kamchatka region this morning, shaking buildings and triggering a tsunami warning across the region. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake was measured at a magnitude of 7.8 and at a depth of 10 kilometers. Russia's State Geophysical Service, however, placed the magnitude slightly lower at 7.4 and noted at least 5 aftershocks, while no significant damage or loss of life has been reported yet. India will face Oman in their final Group A match today of the Asia Cup 2025 in Abu Dhabi. With 4 points from 2 games, India already sealed Super 4 qualification while Oman have been eliminated. The match will start at 8 p.m. this evening in the Sheikh Zayed Stadium. India has joined hands with the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, to build world-class blue ports. And that is the end of this news bulletin.